Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
It's a month of instructions, and we've been learning something during the midweek services that I want to emphasize today. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Joshua 1 verse 8. Are you with me now? I started. Joshua 1 verse 8. That's what we're learning during our Wednesday services. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thine mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." And anytime I think about it, I think this is so wonderful. He says, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, you can determine the kind of things you observe in life. That's what he's saying. He's saying, if you keep speaking the word, you begin to observe that you're doing the word. Are we in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You begin to observe it. That thing you keep saying, you just realize. You begin to observe. I'm actually doing this thing. I remember I've heard so many examples of this now, so many people. How they share that they used to smoke. It had become a habit. Are we together?
Yes,
there are people who smoke, they don't want to. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
They smoke, they don't want to. They want to stop it. I remember I went to see someone somewhere on the island, and while I was waiting, where they sell stuffs, cigarettes, biscuits, drinks, you understand, a small talk shop. I was waiting there, and a man came, and then he bought a cigar, and he was smoking, all right? So I sat down there, and I looked at him, and then I told him, "Don't you want to stop this?" I never met him before. He looked at me, looked at me well. Then he said, "Honestly, I want to stop." He said, "When we started doing this thing, it was because we were trying to form guy, but now we have children to feed." And he said, "The money I spend on this thing every day, I know what I would have done if I was not using it to smoke cigar. Do you understand?" He said, "I really want to stop." So talk to him about being born again and about the Holy Spirit. But my point is, there are people who want to stop smoking. But I've heard testimonies of folks who said, so they started speaking the word. Even when they had a cigar in their hand, they would speak that I've stopped this. And then they observed that over time, they didn't remember to buy the cigar anymore. Are we together? They didn't remember. They just didn't remember. It became their observation. They observed that this had stopped. Linking what they had said to what they observed in life. And that is no surprise, because the Word of God already told us that what you speak, what does not depart from your mouth, you will begin to observe as your reality. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Maybe there's a part of the Bible, or there's something you saw in the Word of God that you wish you could do. You could do it consistently, but you're not doing it yet. Or someone says, I want to pray, I want to be a serious Christian. One day up, are we in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
We will say, as Christians, one day up, the next day down. One day up, the next day down. And as some of you could have that experience. The reason why you're having that experience, because you keep saying it. Someone says, how can you say it just by saying it? Yes. If you keep saying this Christian life, at times you're up, other times you're down. The Bible says you would observe it. That will become your observation. Are we together? But here's the problem. When people observe it, they don't link it to the fact that they said it first. That will become your observation. You observe that 1 minute you want to pray. You want to go to church. You want to study the word. You're loving the word of God. The next minute, you don't feel like doing anything, Joe. You just want to go on social media. You just want to watch that movie. You're not interested in things of God. You've been saying it. But the good news is, I can determine what I observe in life. I think that is fantastic. It is fantastic. I can determine. So while others are saying up and down, mine upward and forward only. And I'm not apologetic about it. You know, at times you want to say what the Word of God says, but those around you, they don't believe it. So you want to be kind to them. Are we together? You don't want to seem, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You don't want to seem like you're boasting. Someone says, at times people feel. You say, me, I don't feel. But you know, that sounds boastful. Don't be apologetic about what you believe. Because if you follow them and they are dying, you die with them too. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. If they say we are all nobody, say not me. I'm somebody special. Why? Because it is only somebody who is special that can help a nobody. If we are all nobodies, we have condemned ourselves. Nobody can help us. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
They are sitting down. She can't help him to get up while she's sitting down. Right? Okay. To be sure you're listening to me. Try to help your neighbor to get up while sitting down. You guys, let me see. If you don't do it, you will come here and I will drag them up to stand as you're sitting down. Try it. And someone said, I don't know this person. No. Why are they telling me this in church? Oh, hold on. Did you try to touch person? You people are always angry. It's only that you talk to the next person. Did you try? Was it possible? But if you stand up, then you can help them to come up. So if we are all nobodies, then nobody can help us become somebody. So if everybody in your clan or your family say we are all nobody, say no, I'm somebody special. Because as I am somebody now, I can now help you to become somebody. And that will become your observation. But you're in this place, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah. You can. Now, at times you can have people end. Let's look at this. There are people who observe difficulties in certain aspects of their life. Right? In finances, they might be doing well. Academics, they could do in excellence. But in their emotions, they're a mess. Have you seen people like that?
Yes.
The guy is a superstar. He's a celebrity. Has a lot of money, but has married 7 times. He's a mess emotionally. He's observing difficulty in one aspect of his life. You could have someone else who has a good wife, a good family, good relationships, doing well academically, or in academics, but broke. Seriously broke. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So broke, the key is broken. So he's observing difficulties in one part of his life. You could have someone else doing well in academics, doing well financially, but sick. So sick, the key is sick. The key is crooked. There is no cure for that disease. Maybe it's cancer. And with the cancer, there is AIDS. And with the AIDS, there's every other thing. But he has money. So financially, he's doing well, but he's observing difficulty in his health. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The good news is there's a solution. Now, someone can try to tell you what to do mentally. Are we together? If you're observing difficulty, your emotions, do this mentally. But you know, I love the Word of God because the Word of God has a solution. And it is the solution of the Word that would work and that will last. He says, the Word should not depart from your mouth. Then you would observe. Are we together? If you're doing well financially, you're doing well in academics, but you observe difficulty in your health, you should start speaking what you want to observe in your body. Are you seeing it? That's the answer. That is God's method. And you know, I'm not surprised. Because if God ever met you, any answer or solution he's going to give you, he would have to speak it. Are we together?
Yes,
he would have to say it. And so, why wait for him when he has given you his word? And you can put his word in your mouth and say it with the same authority. So if you're observing difficulty in your health, you change your confession constantly. I am in health. I live in health. I don't fall sick. I am complete in Christ. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. All my organs functioning perfectly. He says when you speak like that, it becomes your observation in life. Maybe you have money. You're doing well physically. But academics, you read and read and read and read and read. Two things always happen in the exam hall. Either what you read did not come out, or you forget everything you read. And your result is always a mess. You can't change it. Are we together?
Yes,
you can change it. Are you seeing this thing is so important? He said you can change what you observe in any aspect of your life. You can choose from today. This is what I want to begin to observe. Anything I read is coming out. And what I read, I remember. Instead of going around telling people that, I don't know, help me, I don't know. I'm coming for prayers, please. Anytime I read, when I get to the exam hall, as I'm entering, even at the door, I remember everything. As I'm sitting down, I remember everything. When they bring the paper, I remember everything. Once I pick the pen, it's gone. Someone says, that was from the village. Well, let me tell you something. Even if it's from the village, when you're putting the word of God to work, the word is far above any principality. So no village missile can stop it. So instead of always saying that to your friends and your close associates, that there's something wrong with me, I believe it's spiritual. Anytime I read, I don't need to remember. Change it. It might be true. But there's a greater truth. Change it. Say, I have a sound mind. Listen. As you just said that now, something just shifted in your mind. Have a sound mind. I always remember. And then begin to remove some things from your vocabulary, like, I forgot. I don't know, I forgot. I easily forget. Stop saying that. I easily forget. There are people like that. They say that. They say, I don't know, I easily forget. Until you get to a point where someone says, go to a jeweler, but they are sharing money, but you easily forgot. And you found yourself at K2. But it says you can choose what you observe. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, you can. Last example before I close. Jesus said, while he walked on the earth, in John 11 and 14. He said, in John 11, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Did you hear that? Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Wow. He called himself life. How can life be a person? Have you thought of it before? Because Jesus was a person. Let me not lose you now. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Pastor.
Jesus was a person, a man. And he's saying he is life. That means life is a person. So he said that in John 11, and he raised Lazarus from the dead. Maybe he just said it because he was excited. Then in John 14, he said, I am the what? The way, the truth, and the what? The life. Emphasis. The man comes and says, look at me, I am life. I am life. That's what he's saying. Okay. Are you listening to this?
He
said, I am life. That means you have difficulty dying. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you paying attention to this?
Yes, Pastor.
He said, I am life. That means he would have difficulty dying.
Yes.
Because life, listen, life cannot die. You have to get it. If there is death and life shows up, death disappears. Darkness cannot consume light. As light is here right now, inside your bag is dark. If you open your bag, would this whole place become dark? No. So if he says, I am life, that means anywhere there is death, even if he shows up, I want to die, kill me. He can't die. Because once he shows up, the death disappears. But he had to die for the sin of the world. So what did he do? Because as life, he could not observe death. But he had to die. For you, for the world. So how did he now ensure that death became his observation. He began to talk death. Are we together?
Yes,
he began to speak death. Every opportunity he had, he told disciples, we are going to Jerusalem. I'll be arrested. They will kill me. I'll be buried. But in 3 days, I would rise. That was necessary. If he did not say it, he would not have observed it. In John 18, true, when they finally came to arrest him, are we together? This was life. They came to arrest him, to kill him. The Bible says they came. He said, who are you looking for? Or whom seek ye? He said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am he. They fell down. Why? This was life. And when death is coming and life is standing, one has to give way. And they fell down to the floor. But he had already spoken that they would arrest him. He commanded his own arrest. Can you imagine that? He did. He was one who told them, all right, get up. If you want to arrest me, let these ones go. Just take me. That is like the DPO of the officers. He said, why did you come with knives and all these things? You don't need them. So in order, I'm teaching you how Jesus used the word and how you also should use the word. As life, in order to observe death, he had to speak death. Are we together? Oh, but we are born of him. That means we are born of life. So if you don't speak death, you don't speak failure, you don't speak sickness, that will not be your observation. What do you want to observe in your life? Begin to say it. Are we together?
Yes,
begin to say it. If Jesus wanted to observe that means he took the word of God to make life die. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
this word, speaking the word, is so powerful that he had the ability to make the one who said he was life die. That means it has the ability to make that thing that is dead come back to life.
Yeah.
You have someone, maybe your knee, the kneecap is gone, but nobody knows. You can speak, and that kneecap will come back. He says, what you say is what you observe. Remember, Romans 10, he says, don't ask questions. He says, don't ask who was sent to heaven to bring Jesus down. Or who will go to hell and raise him up. First, you say that when you're using your faith, don't ask how. Don't ask how. Don't. I'm graduating with a very good result. They say how. No. He said the rational wisdom of faith doesn't ask questions. He says the word is near you, in your mouth. So that's how. It's in your mouth. What do you want? What do you want from God? He says, it's in your mouth. What do you want to observe in life? He says, it's in your mouth. There are people who are, I'm coming to now, I'm not entering the Valentine mood. I never close. There are people who are emotionally unstable. A mess emotionally. They can't control themselves. Everything is going well, but their emotions, a mess. Well, the good news is your emotion is not you. You control your emotion. And you can observe, or you can choose what you observe emotionally in life. Instead of every time your emotion is shaking, you can speak stability, and that will be your observation. Are we together? Yeah. You have someone who wants to get married, and everybody he's meeting plays with him. The word of God says you can choose what you observe. You can begin to observe steadfastness. Are we together?
Yes,
yeah. That's what you say. Someone says, my family are always fighting. You can choose what you observe. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It says that thou mayest observe. Then he says, let me end it with this. He says, and thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. So if you want to observe prosperity in life, it is your responsibility. He says, it is you that will make your way prosperous by what you say. He says, and then thou shalt have good success. I'm a success. Everything I get involved in is successful. Say, this will become your observation in life. I don't fail. I don't fall sick.
I don't
am strong. I am ready. I am at the right place at the right time. Someone says, I don't know, I just entered the office that morning. No, in fact, I was going to the other place. Something just told me to come. I don't know, I just found myself there and they're sharing money. And they gave me 50,000. 50,000. Me that was going for anywhere for transport. 50,000. He was at the right place at the right time. But it's only coincidence. But God doesn't want you to live by coincidence. Because whatever you get by coincidence will be taken away from you by what? Coincidence. He wants you to walk by principle. So instead of saying, I don't know, I just found myself there. And they were sharing money. So they said, no, I've been saying it. I'm at the right place at the right time. And when you're conscious of this, as a spiritual person, I tend to tell you, you miss. Say, no, I don't miss. If I was not there, then that was not where I should have been. Are we together?
Yes,
say, you miss. Say, not me. I'm at the right place at the right time. Where I am or where I was the right place for me. Are you learning this? Yeah. So I can choose my experience in life. It is now my choice. And I'm choosing correctly. So you say I'm a prosperous person. I'm somebody special. I'm God's choice. The first and the best. So it says, no. How can you say you're first and the best? You're proud. No. Hold on. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Let me give you a mindset. I've closed. I've stopped. After this mindset, I'll just go like this. Let me give you a mindset. We could all be here. And someone gets up and says, I'm the first and the best. And someone sits and knocks. What does this one think he is? So all of us, what are we now? So we are second, and we are last. That's a mindset. Are we together?
Yes,
but someone could jump up and say, I'm the first and the best. And someone said, yes, me too, I'm the first and the best. We can all be the first and the best. Have you not heard of Ty before? We can. So don't be apologetic. Are we together?
Yes,
the guy is saying, stop saying that. You're trying to look down on us. No, that's someone with an inferiority complex. Because I did not hold your mouth. What I'm saying, you can say too. But since you don't want to say, I will say for myself. I'm God's choice. I'm making progress. I'm prosperous. Nothing can stop me. I am full of God's wisdom. Listen, let me tell you in case you don't know. I'm a very wise person. I only make wise decisions. No, I mean it's my observation. I only make wise decisions. Speak in other tongues. Liga brako suka brade saramani lelos. Beko suka brade saramani.